You're listening to Marketplace Weekend. I'm David Lazarus from the LA Times, in for Lizzie O'Leary. I may be cool waiting when it comes to new tech, but in my day-to-day life, I'm not much of a procrastinator. I tell my son not to put off until tomorrow what can be done today, and I pretty much try to do the same myself. But it turns out I could be all wrong. At least Rory Vaden might say so. He's the author of Procrastinate on Purpose, and he joins us now to talk about good procrastination versus bad procrastination. So what's the difference?
So there is a big difference between waiting to do something that you know you should be doing, but you don't feel like doing it, versus waiting because you're deciding that now is not the right time. So waiting to do something that you know you should do, but you don't feel like doing it. That's going to the gym when I don't feel like doing it, or making that sales call, but I have call reluctance, or starting on my taxes. Those are things I know I should be doing, but I don't feel like doing it. That's procrastination. However, waiting to do something because we're deciding intentionally that now is not the right time, that is not a killer of all success. That is a lost art. In fact, it's a virtue. And in one word, it's patience, giving myself permission of the incomplete so that I can temporarily ignore the small things, meanwhile giving myself permission to protect my focus and work on the big things.
First of all, I'm feeling really guilty now about not going to the gym yesterday. Second of all, how do I recognize the thing that I can put off in a positive way versus the thing that I should not put off under any circumstances whatsoever?
It's really about multiplying time. And so the ultimate litmus test for us is that you multiply time by spending time on things today that give you more time tomorrow. We created something called the focus funnel. And if you think of a funnel, at the top, during the wide part of the funnel, is eliminate. And that's the first question. We say, is this even worth doing? If you can't eliminate a task, then it drops down to the middle of the funnel and you say, can I automate this? You know, can I create a process for it today that will save me time tomorrow? If you can't eliminate it or automate it, then the next question is, can I delegate it? Well, if you can't eliminate, automate, or delegate a task, then it drops out the bottom of the funnel and you know it must be done and it must be done by you. And most of us just dive into doing it because we derive our sense of worth from the volume of tasks that we complete, and we kind of have become addicted to just checking off our to-do list or mindlessly just doing whatever is on our calendar. But multipliers ask one remaining question, and that question is, must this task be done now, or can it wait until later? And if it must be done now, then that's where we concentrate. But if it is not an activity that multiplies our time, in other words, it doesn't give us more time tomorrow, or it's not an activity that must be done right this second, then that is when we are inviting you to not eliminate, automate, or delegate, but to procrastinate on purpose.
You know, this makes me think of Wimpy from Popeye.
I'll have a hamburger, for which I will gladly pay you Tuesday.
So is this guy procrastinating in a good way or a bad way there?
Well, I would say when it comes to money, waiting is typically a good idea. In fact, one of the things that wealthy people do, which was something that growing up poor I never understood, is that wealthy people never pay their taxes early. Doing something early is an underutilization of our greatest asset, which is time. There is an opportunity cost of paying things too early. Doing something early is not the same as creating more time. It's just taking something from tomorrow and moving it into today and then adding the risk that we call unexpected change cost. It's an underutilization. So in that case, I would say, yeah, if you're able to have the benefit today and extend the payment terms out in the future, as long as there's no factor of interest that comes into play, then that would be a great example of procrastinate on purpose.
Rory Vaden is the author of Procrastinate on Purpose. Rory, thank you so much for joining us.
My pleasure, David. Thank you for having me.